Okay, let's start love and hate. Okay, now we're going to speak about the difference between Aseres HaDibros and other mitzvahs. Is Borlacha the Perik Shavah Shahefesh Aseres HaDibros Shem Yisrael Ben Shara Teir? Aseres HaDibros Hem Yishenu Hashem Yisbar Shah Mitzvah Torah Hashem Ach Aseres HaDibros Yitasef Salehem. So he's explained that Aseres HaDibros have a unique standing, not in halachic terms, as much as in understanding what it's about. And it means that Aseres HaDibros are from Hashem Yisbarach, and Shar Mitzvahs are additions to it. It's a second stage. Why was it given that way? And that's what it was given. Aseres HaDibros Hashem Yisbarach Yisrael, Ushar Tanel Yemoshe. The order was, Aseres HaDibros came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight to Klal Yisrael. Then he called up Moshe, Moshe went up, and Moshe got the rest of the Torah. So in terms of our direct reception of it, there's a big difference between Aseres HaDibros and Torah. So he says, the second point he raises is an interesting point as follows. Okay, Mela, if you have different teachers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, he teaches us Aseres HaDibros, and then he gives over the show to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it requires some explanation of why, give it in two different formats, but I can't say there's something missing in Torah itself. If one mesech is taught by one rabbi, one mesech taught by another rabbi, I don't say the word chaser because this rabbi taught only this mesech. However, if let's say, imagine that I write a book and I write only two chapters or one mesech, I have a shas with one mesech, then the rest is missing. The minute you commit something to writing, you're making a statement that this is the be all of it. It starts and ends with that. He says when you have the Aseres HaDibros were written in stone, and we kept the luchas. Where's the rest of the Torah? That's almost making a statement that it's not just a change of staff, a change of crew. This stone of Aseres HaDibros is telling me that Torah can be in truncated version. What's that all about? So he explains. And the truth is, Chazal did write out the Torah when they came to Eretz Yisrael. They had to write out all the Torah on two stones, etc., etc. For bi'arnu ki Torah min hashemayim mischayim mitzad amolsen zchanu l'malo. Ha'echot se lo yitochein klau shlo yav gzeir mitzad Hashem Yisbarach asho ila la'odem sho olu. He said it can't be. He says the recognizing, understanding human beings as extensions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as being HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the word ilan olu means cause and effect, but a much stronger lush than that. It means our essence is of Hashem's. So that would require that there must be some sort of tzivui from HaKadosh Baruch on us. There must be some sort of what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us? He says the dove is only talking ki'im shekalav oil ha'ilah ve'beshus ha'ilah k'masharachu. If we were morally free, meaning there is no right or wrong that is imposed on us, then basically we are totally caught up in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have the relationship of being His mitzias. Amorus Asheni, Shelo Yushlam Ha'odom, Kitzarich Huashlam Al-Kolpanik, Keshmach Megamke. So he says, the second one is that Adam now needs further Hashlama. So it's Ki'ilu, there's a critical piece, which is a minimal tzivui on us that shows that we are product of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rules amechayev us. That shows that. The second thing is, now that we're here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world in order to grow further and so on. So one part of the acceptance of Torah is a basic ruchnistic acceptance that we are not free. In other words, one statement in Torah is you're beholden to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you. The second one is a method to produce the being HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to produce. So he says, So explain later why it is and how it is in these inyanim. But that's the point of Aseres HaDibros. Aseres HaDibros and Chibur Ilabol, they represent the core kesha between the Ila and the Olo. Well, kacho yishnei luchos, erach neged Ila, v'ashen neged Olo. Al v'sher dibri ter, eina mak ha-shlam asodem, v'zer k'neged ha-moifes ha-shen yishikhu yiter min ha-shamayim, she'odo mushlam, al kacho yitzor, she'ish mu'sha dibri, shah ter. That's how the Maral sets up those two inyanim. And we'll see later, Mitzvah Shem, next week we'll see the Hemshech of it. Okay.
Good. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, good.